ready for my tremolo? Oh, quel tremolo!
How do you do, radio friends? This is Ben Grauer speaking from Symphony Hall in Boston, where again the National Broadcasting Company has taken you for a visit with this great musical organization in its rehearsals for its concert series. Charles Munch is on stage with the men of the Boston Symphony, and the work which will be done today in rehearsal is the Seventh Symphony by Anton Bruckner. This was the symphony which brought Bruckner out of the obscurity which so long held him. Curiously enough, it was Arthur Nikisch, one of the great former conductors of the Boston Symphony, who gave such a flaming performance of this work in 1884 at the Gewandhaus in Leipzig that Bruckner, at that moment, joined the ranks of Wagner and the other exponents of what was then called the music of the future. And Charles Munch has already begun his rehearsal, so we'll switch our controls down to the stage where we find Mr. Munch at work at this moment on the first movement of the Seventh Symphony in E major by Anton Bruckner.
And now, poco tempo. Before letter D, One, two, three, four, five bars. Ram, bam. You're forte. Tim, bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam, bam. Second wine, viola, and bassi. Please, five bars before the letter D. I will not play the symphony this morning, gentlemen. Just. Yam, bam. Five bars before the letter D. One, two, three, four, five. Yes. Yum, bum. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth after G. Attention for his first beat. Just this bar, the last bar here. The last bar we play. Before I. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the seventh. Before I. Thank you.
na.
Gentlemen, it's not necessary that I play that. And letter O, four bars before O. One, two, three. And here's the tempo primo. Egal, the notes, egal. Have you R? R, four bars before re au mur. Four bars before R. I am. Have you letter T? Please, two bars before T. Because the diminuendo, molto diminuendo on the last bar. Thank you. Have you after V. One, two, three, four, five, six, the seven bar. For subito meno mosso. Ram, pararam, 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 pam, pam, pararam, pararam. Ram, pararam, pararam.
Now, Mr. Skull, le mi naturel. Le mi naturel.
Clarinette. I remain in four, non à la brève. X. Oh, no, no, please, two bars before X. It is two bars before X. No, two bars. The begin. Second movement.
Ah, apparently Mr. Minch is satisfied with the first movement rehearsal. Adagio means we're going into the second movement. Gives us just a moment to remind you that you're attending a rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, the work at hand, the Seventh Symphony by Bruckner, one of the more abstruse and intellectual of the great 19th century masters. Back to Charles Munch and the Boston Symphony in rehearsal.
You remember before the letter A, very quiet and pianissimo. Four bars, come play four bars before the letter A. Before G, before the letter G. two bars before the letter P. It's P, thank you.
P.
Yes. Faut deviner. Ich muss raten. Scherzo. Violoncello solo. Trompette fortissimo. Yes, horn. Trompette. Da, 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 da. Watch me. Oh.
And with this lyric theme, in the trio of the third movement of Bruckner's Seventh Symphony, it's come time for us to conclude another visit to a rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra under its distinguished conductor, Charles Münch. In this radio visit, from our booth here in the upper balconies, we've looked down by eye, as you have looked down by ear, on the men of the Boston Symphony with their noted conductor, carefully working out in a rehearsal the interpretation of the Seventh Symphony of Anton Bruckner, which will be presented shortly in one of the concert appearances of this great orchestra. Another intimate glimpse behind the closed doors of Boston Symphony Hall in order to attend the rehearsals of a great musical organization. This is Ben Grauer speaking in this series, which is produced by John Wright, and which comes to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.